Certainly glad for everybody that's here today. Have to say happy Pops Day to y'all all. I call Mother's Day Mama's Day and Father's Day Pop's Day, and always have. I think Charles likes that. If you have a Bible, open up to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 2. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother is what we're supposed to do. If you look down in verse 4, it says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It seems like as a dad, we look back on that and we go, well, our children exasperated us. They frustrated us more than what we frustrated them. But you look back upon it, and when we don't honor our father, we don't bring up our children in the way that we need to. So as a father, this is an important lesson on Father's Day, that you bring your children up in the proper aspect of Christianity in the Lord, what you're looking at. So, and that's why I wanted to start off with that right there. Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 6, right above verse 6 at the end of 5. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. I looked out here earlier, and Dan was out here, and I thought of him when I was reading this the other night again, and I said, boy, how many whippings did I get in elementary school from him? And I look at Miss Cruz over here and think, man, I got in trouble a lot in class all the time. But you get in trouble for things that was wrong. And you get disciplined for those things that are wrong. God looks at us and he disciplines us and he tells us what we need to do. So we have to understand that. At the time we're being disciplined, it seems unfair. But later, after we look at the big picture, we see that the discipline was done out of love. And that's when it becomes real to you. Turn over to 1 John chapter 5. We'll read the first three verses there. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. So, this goes out, and we celebrate this day of Father's Day today, but I want to tell y'all this. It's men, women, children, all of you should listen. This is how God knows that you love him, by setting the right example to anyone that you are around. So you don't have to be a dad to be a mentor to somebody. You don't have to be a mother of a child to be a mentor to another child or to someone else. It can be anybody. Everyone is a father figure, a mother figure to someone else. And we must understand that God deserves respect and honor. We have to understand that respect and honor of him giving us the opportunity to be his child through the gift of Jesus Christ and his blood that washes away our sins. Turn back to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. And this is how I know this, because you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. So, you are God's son through Christ Jesus. When you became baptized into Christ, then you are God's son after that. So God is your true father. God is my true father. Jesus tells us in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. This is exactly what it is. So you have to go through Jesus in order to get to the Father. John 3:16 is a scripture that nearly everyone can remember. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall never perish but have eternal life. So not only did God give us life on earth, but he gave us eternal life with him in heaven. Two lives. Awesome. That's something that you just, it's hard for us to fathom that. But look down in verse 17. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God gives everyone the opportunity to have this salvation. Not just some people. He gives everyone this opportunity to have that. If you look in verse 35, the Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. The Son is Jesus. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. God gave all of our troubles and transgressions to Jesus to bear for us. And then he tells us, he gave all that to Jesus to bear, to hold, to keep us safe. But if you don't remain in him, then you're not going to have this opportunity. So it's important that we stay with Christ and don't allow ourselves to get away from him. I want to stick in John because I had a guy tell me one time, he said, man, if you ever got to preach, he said, just go to the book of John and you got everything in it you need. That's the truth. Anything that you need to find is in the book of John. You can find it there and you can preach out of it. All you got to do is start reading some scripture. John 6 and verse 32. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. That's why we just partook of the loaf, which was the body of Christ. That's why we partook of the fruit of the vine, which was the blood of Christ, in remembrance of him. So that brings us closer to Christ every time we do that. Every day is Father's Day for you and I because we are God's chosen children. He loves us and cared for us enough that he gave his Son so that we could have this. Jesus said in John 10, he said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's what Jesus did for us. Chapter 10 in the same book of John in verse 14 and 15. He says, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. We must always be ready. We talked about this in class this morning. You never know when the time's going to come. You must always be ready when Jesus calls. This is how I look at this. I have cows. When I drive into the pasture and my cows see me, they run. They know me and they come to me because they know who I am. I feed them. I take care of them. Jesus feeds us the scripture, the knowledge, the love, the honesty, the honor that we all have. We should run to him every time he calls. When does he call? All the time. It's right here. We should be ready all the time when he calls, just like my cattle are to me when I pull up. I don't even have to honk my horn at them. They know me because I'm there for them. We should know Jesus in that same way, in that same frame of mind is where we should be at. Verse 17 and 18 down here. Missed it. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. And then verse 18, we read, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it back up again. This command I received from my Father. Did y'all get that? That was a command. No one made Jesus die for us. He did it because he knows he loves us. He knows us and he loves us and cares for us. Paul writes in Romans 5:8. He says, he writes about how God demonstrates his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In John 14, we got a few scriptures over here in John 14 that we're going to read. 14 and verse 15. Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Here's that word again, command. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Verse 23, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Y'all get that? Verse 31. The world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father commands me. I love my Father and I do exactly what my Father commands me. We should want to obey Christ's commands for everything that he's done for us. Not because we have to, because we want to, because it's the right thing to do. That's the reason behind it all. Chapter 15 and verse 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Jesus wants us to live a life showing others the way to true happiness. That's what he wants us to do, to show them the true happiness. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Jesus will never leave us. The only way we separate from Jesus is if we leave him. Even then, he's there for us if we return to him. That's something that's very important for us to always understand and remember. Turn back to John chapter 5 in verse 23. This is honoring Jesus. That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. We must all honor Jesus as well as God the Father. John chapter 12 and verse 26. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Know this and understand this. God will honor us if we serve Jesus. That's something to be respected and thought of as something that's glorious and great for you. And it's another time we say that. It's not because we have to. It's because we want to do that for him, for what he's done for us. Back in John 15 and verse 14, he says, you are my friends. If you do what I command, you are my friends if you do what I command. Oh, let me go back up. I messed up. Verse 13, we need to read this. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has this, that he lay down his life for his friends. If you've read before and you've read the book of Luke, you will see that in Luke in 15 and in verse 11 through 20, that this is a parable that Jesus said about the lost son. He gave his two sons, he gave them both money. And he said, this is yours. This is your inheritance. I'm going to give this to you. One of them stayed with his dad and continued to work the farm. He continued doing what his dad wanted. The other one ran off and squandered his money away. He throwed it away. He did everything that was immoral and wrong with that money, and he lived his life that way. He wound up eating with pigs, loving the food that he was giving the pigs. He was eating that for, that's all he had. And he realized, this is the lowest point of my life right here. I've got to do something. And he goes, I'm here and my dad has all this back at home. Maybe he will let me be a servant if I go back and I can work his fields for him. Not being an owner, but being a servant of it. So he goes back and his dad sees him from far away and he runs to him. He goes, my son that's been lost, you're back, you're alive again. I thought you were dead, you're alive. Has this big festival for him and everything's all great. But the other boy is there and he's like, hey, Pop, I've been here all the time. I've never had a festival. You've never gave me this robe. You've never done this for me. And the dad tells him, he goes, you've been with me all the time. You've never left me. You've always been here with me. So every day of your life is a festival. But he was lost, and now he's found. So we're going to have this great feast, and we're going to honor this because he's back. He came back. He repented. He said, I don't even deserve to be your son, Dad, is what he told him. Whew, that's hard. The dad said, uh-uh, that's not the way it's going to be. You're back, so you're with me. So when you look at Jesus and you're like, wow, that's what he did. Exactly the same thing. God gave his son to die for us. Jesus went and did it. He bared all of our fruits, all of our labors, everything that we have. He put it upon his shoulders so that we could have this gift of eternal life. You look in Matthew in chapter 19 and verse 30, and it says that the first will be last and the last will be first. Go back to what I just told you. That's what we're told. The boy that was there and he's like, I don't know why I don't get all this, Dad. I've done everything that you wanted me to. You were always there with Jesus. So the ones that are away that we're able to bring back to us, if they go before us, that's a good thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should be proud of that and honor that, just like what the Father did to his Son. You're back, so I got you. So that's where Jesus is. He's happy that you came to him. And he's happy that you came back to him if you was away from him. That's a great feeling. Now, we'll go back to this. It says, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Well, that's what Jesus did. And you consider yourself a friend of Jesus. If you consider yourself a friend of Jesus, listen. Verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command. You are my friends if you do what I command. So, if you're not Jesus' friend, today's the day that you need to become Jesus' friend. If you don't know Jesus in this way, today's the day to repent like the boy did to his dad. You don't have to drop down to the very bottom in order to come back up. You just got to realize, hey, I've made a mistake, and I need to come, and I need to figure it out, and we need to get it fixed. That's called repentance. This is a day that you can obey, I can obey his commands, and become one with him and honor the Father. So if you need anything, if you need thoughts, you need prayers, anything at all, please come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.